With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
I told you that I had a surprise news smoke who was going to come on the show this morning. And I'm so excited to have her on because I had been wondering for a little while where she was and whether we had done something to offend her. But our very good friend Natasha Verma joins us here this morning.
Hi, Natasha.
Natasha, how are you?
I'm great, Greg. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I missed you guys. How are you?
We miss you very much. And a bunch of like a month or two ago. I'm not saying this just to tell everybody that you and I text, but you and I were texting, and I had said, "Hey, where you been?" And you have been sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was it was a bit of a shock, but I was diagnosed with cancer in the end of August. But I'm happy to say that I'm in remission now.
Awesome.
I just got that news a month ago. So
way to fight the good fight.
Yeah,
that's
thank
great
goodness.
News. That is great.
Thank you.
News.
Yeah, I had a stage 2 Hodgkin's lymphoma. I went into the doctor thinking it was a gym injury. The doctors thought it was a gym injury too. And then I told them, I think it's a little bit more than that, so please do an ultrasound. And I pushed for it and pushed for it. And then we finally got an ultrasound, and it really just lit up like a Christmas tree. But
so
everything is getting much better now.
This is really important, I think, for people to think about. So you thought, you thought you had a gym injury. You were feeling pain. You were feeling pain?
Yeah, I woke up in the morning, and initially I just felt like a shooting pain down my arm.
Okay.
And I was like, what could that be from? Probably from doing something I shouldn't have been doing at the gym, improvising and exercise a little bit too much. Okay. And then I started feeling around in that area, and I felt a lump. But I'm young. The first thing I didn't think about was, oh, that's cancer. I thought maybe I ruptured something and it formed something. I just have to go see the doctor to get it checked out. And I clearly remember the doctor, as soon as she touched that lump, she was like, oh, it's moving. That's a really great sign. And she prescribed me muscle relaxers. A week went by, and I realized that the pain wasn't getting treated. Like, that shooting pain wasn't going away. And the lump, which you would think over time would shrink, it wasn't going away. So that's when I went back to the doctor. And that doctor also told me, honey, you're going to get bumps all over your body. You just can't come in for each one of them.
You're kidding me.
You got to be kidding me.
You're kidding me. You're kidding me.
Thankfully, yeah, and it was kind of like, okay, he was just ready to be like, just, it was the day of the eclipse. I think that was August 21st. And for some reason, everyone was outside watching the eclipse, so the emergency room was empty. So he was able to push through an ultrasound for me very quickly. And
because you insisted on it, which is another important thing that you do have to take charge of your your own health and
absolutely
insist on things, because they don't want to do it because of the all the insurance stuff and everything else.
You have to be proactive about that. I'm proud of you, Natasha.
Yeah, that's and then you said, all right, holy cow, I have cancer, and that it's and you're young. You must have been in shock.
I was in total shock because here he was 5 minutes ago telling me, point blank, actually said this, it's not cancer.
Yeah.
Because I told him, I said, is it cancer? And he's like, no, you have no prior health history like that. You exercise, you eat healthy, there's no way. And my dad is a doctor, and he's on the phone with me, and both my grandparents on his side had cancer. One of them passed away. So he was very concerned, and he's like, look, I've been a physician for 20-plus years. Why don't you do an ultrasound on her and give me peace of mind? He goes, all right, fine, I'll do an ultrasound, and he didn't. The guy came back, and his face was, the color was just drained from his face. He's looking back at me, and then he's like, I think it might be lymphoma. And I'm like, excuse me? What is that?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So it was
a total
shock.
I'm sure he kind of felt a little foolish.
What's that?
I say, I think he probably felt a little foolish. I'm not taking it seriously.
Yeah. He did email me after that, and he has been asking me how I've been doing. But, you know, thankfully, he got right on the ball after that. I had my biopsy and just 3 days after that, and then I started chemo a week later. But you're so right about the misdiagnosis. I mean, now that I'm in remission, I've been reading a lot of stories from other people, and they've been sharing it with me about how young people come in and they are routinely misdiagnosed because doctors are like, you're healthy, it's got to be something else.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
It's so important to take charge.
Natasha Verma is our guest, and she is in remission. And are you going to be back on TV soon?
Yeah, February, next month.
All right, good. And I know that you shared a photo of your hair not being there.
Yep.
And you are doing, you're working to raise money to get wigs for women and children who are fighting cancer now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, losing my hair, this whole losing the hair journey was really, really tough for me. When the doctor told me I had cancer, the first thing I thought about was, what about my hair? And I know it sounds so trivial and superficial, but for women, our hair is kind of our identity. It's our source of beauty. There's so many different things we can do with it. It's just so important in popular culture. So I was in denial, but I did buy a wig, and I was like, maybe I'm that 1% that doesn't lose hair. But the doctor was like, yeah, that's not going to be the case, so definitely get a wig. I didn't love it. It was really tough for me to find the right wig. I didn't like the hairline. So I would just throw a baseball cap, like a Nike cap on top, and that's how I got through my treatment without having to style my hair. And then I got to thinking, you know, this would be a really great thing for women, like a baseball cap with hair attached. So you don't have to worry about the wig itchy on your sensitive scalp from chemo. You don't have to worry about the hairline, styling it. It's just something that you can throw on. It's a high-quality cap and high-quality human hair as well. We make it for children and also women, and it's available in cotton and suede. And it's free of cost. So it's free for all families dealing with cancer. So that's definitely what I wanted to do. When you put it on, there were some days when I would feel like I was healthy. I have every 2 weeks I had chemo, I would have 3 days where I felt really good because the chemo was out of my system, kind of bittersweet because I was facing chemo once again. During those days, I'd feel good, but I'd look in the mirror and I'd see myself and I'm bald and I look tired. And because I looked sick, I felt sick.
Huh.
And by having something like a wig, when you put that on, it looks so good on you. And you look in the mirror and you're like, okay, well, I'm sick, but I look good, so I feel better. I mean, that's kind of the mantra I'm going for. It's not just hair. It's like confidence. It's strength.
Yeah.
It's hope. That's how you continue fighting.
Absolutely.
The mental battle is almost as important as the physical one.
Yeah, 100%.
Sure.
How can we help, and how can people who are hearing your story, Natasha, how can they help with this?
So right now we're accepting financial donations, and what that does is help us make the cap wig, which then we send to each woman. So in the last 2 days I made the announcement, the response has been incredible. I mean, we are getting so many requests from cancer patients, wig applications, like just really in droves they're coming, which is fantastic. But now we just have to make sure we have enough money to make those cap wigs. So that's why you can donate. You can go to vermafoundation.org, and then right on the homepage it'll say donate. Or I even have the links on my social media as well in my information tab. But, I kind of just at this point, there's so many requests coming up that I have to keep up with the demand. I really don't want to turn any of these women away. Each one coming forward, I've got, an 8-year-old with leukemia at MD Anderson. We've got patients in Boston as well, and these girls, and also, you know, women, they all want one. It's more than hair. It's It's just so personal for sure.
Well, this is really, really, it's amazing that you're doing this, and I know that everybody listening will want to get involved in this. So when you we'll keep talking about this, and when you come back to Boston and get back on TV in February, you should come in and we'll talk about it again, because I think it's really, really important.
Absolutely. I mean, it's every time I open up an email, I'm like, wow, I can't believe it. It's these young woman, a 30-year-old who just got like a double mastectomy in California, and she's actually on TV and going through breast cancer. She reached out to me, and she's so confused. Like, she's saying, what do I expect? I'm going to lose all my hair. You know, these women are very scared, and there's no need to be scared with this cap wig. It's so easy to just put on, and it just gives you such a, it's beautiful. I'm definitely happy I'm doing it. It's very fulfilling.
Well, we will share the information on the WAAF Facebook page.
It's already up on the WAAF Twitter and my Twitter, so you can find the link.
Thank you so much.
Natasha's Foundation website, find out how you can help, make a donation. Every little bit adds up. So even if you are not in a position to make a big donation, every little bit will add up to another cap wig that will help another person, you know?
Yeah, that's really cool. And then we will I'm so glad that you're okay. We're very fond of you over here, and
thank you.
You know, I feel like you know, I've kind of tried to be a broadcast mentor to you, Natasha.
No, this is going so well,
and so
couldn't just leave it alone,
now,
right?
I am
that line, huh?
I am always available should you need it via text if you need any words of encouragement.
Thank you, but
more importantly, when you get back to town and you're back on TV, come on in and we'll chat it up.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And honestly,
I can't wait to see y'all.
All right, we'll see you soon. Okay, and amazing work, and we're so glad that you're doing well. All right.
Thank you. Thanks. Stay warm. I'm in Texas right now. I'm dreading coming back.
Don't come back.
I might just be forced to stay here with all the canceled flights. So I may not have a choice.
Yes, absolutely. It's like 4 degrees and everything is iced over and everything is flooding. And so.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we'll see you when you get back. All right.
All right. See you soon, guys. Thank you.
Bye. Have a great weekend.
That is the lovely Natasha Verma, and she'll be back on TV here soon. And what she's doing is amazing.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.